Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Have you ever wondered about the thought of wise guys? I mean, I always think about two different groups. I think about like the gangsters, you know, who somehow always found their way to get shot or thrown in jail. Or I think about like the three wise dudes who came to find Jesus. But I think the scriptures talk about a different kind of wisdom. Over in Proverbs, the writer of Proverbs in chapter 13, verse 20 is giving direction, a dad to a son. It's like, I want to pass down from generation to generation how you can avoid the pitfalls that I had. My dad had some of those conversations with me, and I found in looking back at them, I now realize I shared some of them with my kids as well. But in Proverbs 13, 20, it says some pretty specific things about being wise. It says, walk with the wise and become wise, associate with fools and get in trouble. Now, let me read that again. Walk with the wise and become wise, associate with fools and get in trouble. You know, who you let speak into your life is pretty important. It truly is a garbage in, garbage out. I have had seasons, especially in my younger days, where I just hung out with a group that kind of I allowed them to kind of lead me into some pretty stupid stuff. And you know, as adults, I think we still do that. We find an author, or we find a speaker, or we listen to something that thinks is so motivating to our life, but it may lead us into something that's not very wise. Now, you might not think about the fact that what you watch, what you listen, or even the people you hang out with is going to have this huge impact over the course of your life, but the fact is it does. I look around at what we have in music or in film, or maybe in theater, or maybe even preachers or authors, and I think to myself, I wonder how many people are getting motivated or how many people are taking on someone else's beliefs as being wise. You'll never grow or be exceptional at anything if you don't hang around others who are exceptional. I mean, I kind of put it this way. You know, sometimes it's like my old ball coach used to say, if you stand in the barn long enough, you're going to come out smelling like it. And I think we all know what the it was. And then there are times when sometimes we're stepping in it and we smell it, don't we? I mean, the fact is, I think who we hang out with often becomes who we are. I've read before that basically you are the five closest people you hang out with. It's fascinating, isn't it? We always assume we're the leader of the group, but that's not always the case. Let me say this statement one more time. You'll never be exceptional at anything if you don't hang around others who are exceptional. Like if you want to train to be a better athlete, you'd train with other athletes who were better than you. Training with better athletes would greatly improve your game. And the same is true in our spiritual life, our physical life, and our developmental life. I mean, who we spend time with matters greatly. We have to determine how we're going to open and guard our soul. We should be spending time listening to, reading after, and hanging out with folks who challenges us to be better. I think about that, and I want to be an instigator of better, don't you? And when I think about that, I realize it's a choice. We get to choose today to not just hang out and follow folks who are at the same level of us because they make us feel more comfortable or they make us feel like, okay, we fit in a little better. But maybe what we ought to do is choose to find folks, read books, listen to podcasts and videos that inspire us to go way beyond where we are today into greatness. So just like today's Bible verse says, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Choose to make any adjustments in your life today to let wise people speak into your life. I've mentioned before that one of my friends lives in Virginia. And he's one of those guys that anytime I'm around him, I am better because of it. He sharpens me. He challenges me. Well, I know this, that when I'm around him, I become a better person. I'm a better leader. There's some folks I hang around with that, frankly, I come back, I want to be a better husband and a better dad. My friend, listen, if you want to be wise, hang out with wise people. If you want to associate with fools, you are going to invite trouble. Instigate better in your life today and choose Who can I spend time with that will sharpen and make me better? I hope to see you Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church for our 9:30 or 11 a.m. gatherings. And then it's also in Spanish at 11 a.m. If you can't be there, love for you to join us online at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.